Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of SecurityInfoWatch.com podcast. We are very fortunate today to sit down with the communications chair for ONVIF, Tim Shin, and we're here at the GSX 2018 event in Las Vegas. And Tim, number one, congratulations on your new role with ONVIF, and we look forward to working with you down the road here. But kind of give us an update on what's going on with ONVIF, especially with the Profile T movement, and what other things you are working on right now.
Sure. It's really my pleasure to talk to Steve and also our audience about the ONVIF. So this year, I think ONVIF is celebrating 10th anniversary. I think over the past 10 years, we've been a lot of great thing with our manufacturer partners that from the very beginning, Profile S, to consolidate a lot of challenges and into like a pretty common protocol for the video surveillance market. And not just like that, but also we move from not just video surveillance, but also to access control, trying to encompass more like protocols, what can contribute to the integration and also the market. This is what ONVIF has been doing. Mm-hmm. And what you just mentioned, the Profile T is also another profile that we're going to release. And this is based on the market need, for example, like because we understand that market, technology is moving forwards, and also we need to align with current compression call like H.265. Mm-hmm. So this is how we bring the ONVIF, the Profile T, to our partners and also to the market to make it easier for our manufacturer partners and also for our system integrator partners that they, when they have relative demand, they know the solutions when it's going to be ready, and this is what they need for the market.
When is this due to be released?
I think it by the end of the year, then we will release the Profile T.
Okay, very good. So, in that vein, I know this has been in the works for a while, and
yes.
All the profile updates have all met certain needs for the industry. So, as you look forward, what are the next strategic steps for ONVIF and all the vendor partners?
I think by now this is a very challenging and I think it's very needed topic for ONVIF because we've done a lot of achievement over the past 10 years and what we want to grow with the market, what grow with the industry for the next 10 years is pretty critical to us. We need to figure out what the market and the industry needs, especially now with a lot of discussion like IoT, even we talked about because we are kind of like providing profile to the product design, but also a lot of people talking about the vertical market, what kind of common standards, or I want to call standard, but what's the common requirement for a specific vertical market? It's also something that we've been thinking what we have to serve. I mean, ONVIF is a member-driven
right.
Organization. I think what we do is to serve our customers, which is to manufacturers or system integrators and even end users.
Right.
So this is a big topic and pretty essential to us. We also need to figure out with all the new technology, IoT stuff, and vertical needs, and this is how we have to drive ourselves to better serve the industry and the market.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a logical next move because with the advent of IoT, especially in the smart cities vertical, where you're virtually just connecting, everything's a sensor from
yes.
video to street lights to traffic management. So, are the vendors or the integrators driving that vertical market strategy, or who's really driving that for you?
I think it's still from the market demand because we have a lot of manufacturer partners. Then they will propose what they see, what they feel from the market, and because that's the very important input from our members, that because they know the market and this is what the most of the customer need. So we will put that into our proposal and see how we can drive that. Again, I think OnViv is member-driven organization. Mm-hmm. So everything is from our members and, you know, from the market. So we serve the market. So we create or, you know, introduce something to benefit to our partners.
Right. You know, when you look at the video marketplace especially, you know, we talk about open architecture, yes, you know, and open communication, but in essence, you know, there's still a lot of proprietary technology in the marketplace along with vendors. Yeah, I guess, you know, one of the goals for OnViv is building that consensus among the vendors to really make just an open environment. You know, how do you do that with, you know, with also letting vendors kind of keep some of their differentiation in their technology and still strive for an open environment?
I think OnViv has been dedicating to provide a very open platform for all our members. And being open is not like we can dump like 100% of work for everybody.
Right.
I think what we're trying to provide is kind of like the 80% common stuff, mm, that for every members that they can benefit from. So for example, like then they will have more resources to spend on time. Those 20% that they can provide differentiation to their customers. So this is what we've been doing. So we don't want like, you know, if you are the member of OnViv, then you can use our resources. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's kind of like consolidation from, right, all our members' expertise, knowledge, and this is gonna be easier for all our members so they can have more time on their own specific, you know, differentiators to their customers. So this is how we keep, we would like to say open, but we are not like open to like compete 100% of the work. So
it's probably the best explanation I've ever heard on approaching that, so that's very good. So, you know, kind of segueing off of that, I mean, where do you see, number one, the marketplace going maybe in the next 5 years, and then OnViv sort of keeping pace and maybe even driving that innovation in the next 5 years?
I wouldn't say, I mean, this is my personal opinion. Okay. So for the industry, that we definitely know that the IoT, all the sensors would be maybe the next level of the security. Security will be one of the sensors as well. Again, I think we are serving our customers, our partners. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like we get the market feedback, and then if this is something that our partners wants, is kind of like the common request, then we provide the feedback back to the market. So driving, I wouldn't say we are driving the industry, but we know if the industry, this is the direction that they want, this is the common request that they want, then we try to come up a proposal to serve the common purpose for everyone.